what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Two Mics, and this time I'm going to make sure that my microphone is actually on, because it wasn't last time. But today I am joined with, or by, Victoria. Say hello, Victoria.
Hello. Wait. No.
No?
No.
You don't want to say hello?
No, because you told me to say hello, okay. So I'm refusing.
I am joined with nobody. It's just me in a car with like a baby, and we're driving. Like, we're just out here chilling.
No, I'm still here. I'm just going to say goodbye instead of hello.
Oh, okay.
I'm choosing to rebel.
Wow, okay.
Because I'm still mad that 2 seconds ago that you said you have more body mass than me. What does that even mean?
Right. So, it's hot. It's 90 degrees for the first time this year.
Yeah.
Right. We're driving. Like, I'm in the front seat. The sun is on my knees. Okay?
Is it?
It.
It's like barely.
Look, it's like that's my barely. Knee. That's the sun. Okay. Right?
It's also on my arm.
Okay. Well, I am larger than you, so I get hot faster.
Like, barely.
No, but that's science.
We, like, fit each other's pants.
That's not true.
Yeah, huh? I can wear your pants.
Sweatpants?
I can wear your normal pants, too. Like
why have you been wearing my normal pants?
I mean, I've tried them on before and they fit.
Alright, well, this is not how I thought this episode was gonna start. But, okay, weird type of energy we're on today. I don't mind it. It is what it is. Anyways, you got anything you'd like to talk about today on our drive here to do an Amazon Flex?
Is there anything particular that I'd like to talk about today? I mean, Dad sent a pretty interesting article.
Yes, so.
In the group.
Yeah, did you read it?
Yeah, I did. I meant to respond back, but I didn't.
Yeah, so you want to give the listeners a little brief synopsis of what was in that article that we got today?
Yeah, so essentially it was an article about, it was an archaeology dig, right?
Archaeological.
Okay, there we go. Archaeological dig. Right. And
this is gonna be loud, so I'm gonna open it now.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You can
ghost energy. You bought this for me, so
I did. It's Strabango.
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 Margarita.
Strabango Margarita. But anywho, back to the archaeological dig. Yeah. There was one that was done here in Denton, Texas. And
Denton County.
Okay, it was in Denton County. My bad. So it was in Denton County, and essentially it was a black-owned locksmith, or
blacksmith.
And so it was their place that was discovered, or was it like,
I think it was the shop. All right. So
the,
like,
shop.
Yeah. And they were clearing for 423, which is Josie Road.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think we're actually driving on 423 right now.
Oh.
But they were clearing because they're going to extend it.
Yeah.
And they discovered the remains of a 1800s blacksmith shop. And they found out who owned it. And
yeah, they reached out to the relatives, like the
great-grandson
of it. And they actually involved him in the dig, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and the guy, he was still living locally.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this little blacksmith shop.
Yeah, I thought it was super cool. I was trying to see if they attached any photos, but I didn't see any.
I saw photos of them doing the, in the records room and stuff like that.
Yes, yes, I saw that, but I wanted to see if there were any photos of, like, things they actually, like, found. I didn't see any of those, but I thought it was super cool, though, because it was, like, so close to us, for one. And then for two, I thought it was really cool just because of, like, how they did it. Like, it kind of talked about how a lot of people think archaeological digs are, like, these crazy Indiana, like, you know, you keep it to yourself type of situations.
Indiana Jones kind of stuff.
Yeah. But how, like, how their company runs, that they like to, like, involve people in it.
I thought it was cool that the guy still, like, his relatives, like, still lived around here.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, too. I mean, it makes sense. Did they say that the relatives moved to Sanger Was that it? Or was,
I think so.
I think there was a part
which is northwest of where this was.
Yeah. Which, Sanger is a weird place.
No, we're not going to talk about that on here.
Okay. But, but it's
too negative
not...
of a topic.
I was just going to leave it at Sanger is a weird place, but I was going to say it's not super far
Sanger
from...
Sanger is a weird place, dot, dot, dot.
from where, you know, they were. So it's kind of cool to see, like, that they did go to a different area, but it wasn't, like, crazy far and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting because it's like you're kind of saying, it's like we have this vision of archaeological digs as like being this crazy, extravagant, like thing that happens in like exotic locations.
Yeah,
you know, and this one was like a couple miles from where we live.
Exactly.
like
and in a populated area.
Populated area, and it was just like sort of out in a field. So I thought that was pretty cool.
No, honestly, very, very interesting. It also does bring up another question for me. So, like, probably not the question that you're thinking I'm going to ask, but, so, just based off of, like, how, you know, they moved but didn't move far, have you ever thought about moving somewhere within the U.S.?
In general?
Yeah.
I mean, I did. I'm not from Dallas.
I mean, yes.
So...
I guess that does count, yeah. My bad, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Like, I'm from Amarillo, / I'm from Canyon, but nobody knows where Canyon is, so I just say I'm from Amarillo, which most people don't even know where that is anyways.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, I have a similar situation anyway, so.
You're from Carrollton.
Yes, but no one knows where Carrollton is, so I always say I'm from Dallas. Exactly.
This is coming from the person that says, like we hear or she sees somebody she went to school with, and we're like in Garland or something, and she's like, "Wow, small world." It's like we're like 20 miles from your high school right now.
I understand that, but like
20 miles.
Okay, think about yourself. Actually, no, don't think about yourself in high school. Think about me in high school, because see, the reason I say that is because he had a car. Okay, I didn't have a car.
Well, I lived in a different place, though. Like, you could get away with not having a car.
Yeah, but for me, like where I was to Garland is, like, far for my little, like, high school experience and brain. Because that's, like, a distance, and I didn't have a car. And I'd never, like, before, honestly, until college, I didn't really, like, go far out in Dallas. Like, I'd never been to Garland before, unless like maybe I went once with my mom and I don't remember. Like, until I became an adult and had my own car and started like visiting all the little DFW cities, I'd never been there. So for me, it's like, you know, this is a whole new avenue, new area, and then I see someone I know. So for me, it's like smaller. But for you, it's like, you know, it's like you could have driven there any time.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I grew up, and it was like a 20-minute drive to my high school.
Yeah.
And that was like 20 minutes and 15 miles.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like 20 minutes and 2 miles because of traffic, you know?
This is true.
But Aaron and I both got our license the day we turned 16.
Must be right? Nice.
And we both had our permits for a year before that.
Must be
when
nice.
When did you get your driver's license?
I got my driver's license, I believe I was 22 when I got my driver's license.
So, like, there's a difference, because you didn't need it, because before that, what were you doing to get to work?
No, I did need it.
Well, I mean, yes, you did need it, but what were you could get to work without.
Yes, I get what you're saying there, because I did take the public transportation.
Yeah, you took, like, the bus, you took, like, the train. Remember that one time you got stuck in Fort Worth on the train?
Yeah. I have a lot of experience on like trains and buses, because my mom actually taught me how to take the trains and buses when I was younger, and then we took Amtrak a lot when I was a kid. So I have like a lot of experience with just that was kind of more of my rite of passage, I guess. Like 16 for me, it was
you
like
take the bus on your own.
Yeah, it was like first bus pass by myself.
We're about to get litty. It's a party out here.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it wasn't, like, an amazing thing to me at the moment, though, because I would have rather had a car. But I can kind of see, like, what you're saying is that, like, I did have the capabilities to get places without a car.
Yeah.
So I didn't need it as much as you did.
Yeah, because I didn't. Like, in my senior year in high school, I was going to high school. Like, so I'd drive, like, the 15 miles to school.
Yeah.
And then I was at high school in the morning. And then, like, the afternoon, I had an internship, which was, like, 25 miles back the other direction. You know, there was no way I could, like, we don't have buses or trains in that part. We didn't at that time, you know, and I couldn't rely on, like, getting a ride from my parents because they were both working full time. So it's like, you have to have
transportation,
a car, and you're going to work after. Like, I had an internship and then I would go to work. So it's like, you really do need a car.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because you, I mean, maybe one time you can get a ride.
Yeah.
But every day, not a chance, you know? But it does remind me, like, when you said that, when I said that thing about being in Garland and see someone you went to high school with, you know, like, Small World or whatever.
Yeah.
It just brought to my, the most extreme Small World situation I think I've ever been in.
What was that?
On the train platform in Germany. Remember that? I told you this story before. I don't know if you remember or not.
I don't know if I remember.
So, I went, studied abroad in Germany when I was in college, which is a whole, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a whole other tangent we can go on
there
that one.
A lot that happened when I was there, but it was a great experience. I loved it. She came and visited for a weekend. It was great. Fun. We went to Berlin.
Yeah.
I touched the Ishtar Gate. You got in trouble for touching the Ishtar Gate?
Yeah, because I followed him and I did it and then I got caught.
We ate pizza 2 times a day.
We did so much walking.
So much walking.
So much walking.
Like 15 miles.
I thought my legs were going to fall off by the end. Like, if you want to know how, like, European people are so skinny, it's because they just walk everywhere.
And then we had, like, the best yogurt ever.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I still have a dream about that yogurt.
Bro, I want that yogurt, like, blueberry yogurt so much. Like, if you catch me in Europe one day, it's because I'm here for the food. I'm here for the breakfast.
The food is good. The food is good. I will say that. But yeah, we had like pizza twice a day. You remember that? We had pizza for lunch. We had pizza for dinner. We had the buffet in the hotel for breakfast. Pizza for lunch.
It was because it was the only thing that we could, like, understand.
Yeah, and I mean, I would have, like, I ate, what are those things called? Kebabs.
Yeah.
Like, Turkish kebabs when I was there. Like, every day for lunch.
Because you made me try one.
I, when her first meal, like, that first dinner on that Friday night.
Yeah.
I tried, like, we went to one in Berlin, and I was like, you gotta try this. It's amazing. And she wasn't that impressed, because I messed up. Because they have, like, a sour cream sauce that they can add on to it. And, I told her not to get that, or the lettuce, which is what I did. Like, I just eat, like, the bread and the meat and stuff, and then red chili peppers. And it was, or red, what are they called? Like, the dried pepper flakes. Yes. Yeah. Red pepper flakes. And, like, that works for me. But I think now, looking back, I think if I had, like, told her, like, get it however you want, you would have got the lettuce, and you would have got the sour cream sauce. I think you would have enjoyed it more.
I could see that. But I also, like, just didn't know what to order, because it was like my first time in another country. I didn't speak the language.
That guy didn't speak very good English, so it was kind of hard to communicate. There was a lot of people that spoke English, but
there are definitely people that speak English, like, not to make anyone feel like you, like, need to know the language if you're going to Germany. It was just in that situation, like, I, like, just think if you're, like, fresh off the plane in a whole new country. You're just hungry. You don't know, like, what even... I couldn't even read, like, what things were saying. I was just like, I just want food. So I just told him, just order me whatever.
It's, the letters are the same, but the ordering is different.
Yeah.
But this is all, like, a completely different thing.
Yes. Back to what you were saying.
We got, like, a free day. Because it was classes in the morning. Like, language classes in the morning. And then we had a lunch break for 2 hours. And then we had a 2-hour culture class in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Okay. So we, like, one day she gave us the afternoon for free. Okay. And we didn't have language class that day. So we just had a full free day to do whatever we wanted.
Sounds nice.
And I was staying in a house with six guys. There were six of us in the house, so five other guys. And two of them were like, let's go to Eagle's Nest, which is in the mountains east of Munich, which is where I was.
Oh.
Right? And it's actually like Hitler's base up there, like on the top of a mountain.
Oh, that makes sense.
And
that
you can like sense. Overlook
because it sounded like, familiar.
The valley and stuff. Very pretty. But I was like, sure, why not? So we hop on a train. We take this train going to like it's specifically going to Eagle's Nest, right? But it's like you just get off on a certain stop and then get on like a little bus and go up the hill.
Yeah.
Right? But like it was on the train to go to Salzburg, which is a whole different story. That's hilarious every time I think about it. But we go, right, and then apparently they were doing work on the train tracks. So we had to stop. Everybody got off the train, and we're sitting in this train station in the middle of, like, nowhere. You didn't see a single human being anywhere in this town. Like, it's a full town.
Yeah.
All the windows closed. Like, I saw one car. One car pulls up, sees all of these massive people sitting at the train station, does, like, a U-turn, and then drives away in the opposite direction. And then, like, there's nobody in the diner in the train station, completely closed. Like, there's nobody in this town. Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what the town is. But the bus finally shows up. And they can only get, like, 40 people on the bus. There are 300 people on this train's platform, right?
Jeez Louise.
So they're like, wait for the next bus. If you can't fit on this bus, wait for the next bus.
Yeah.
So, third bus trip, I think, we got on the bus. We're sitting in the back. We're jammed together, right? We take this bus to the next town. Very pretty scenery, right on the edge of the Alps. Just, like, very pretty, right?
Yeah.
And we get there, and then we have to wait for another train.
You have to get back on the train?
It's the same track. But they're doing work on the train track between this station and that station. Bus to the second station.
Yeah.
We're sitting in this station. It's getting late at this point. We left in the morning. It's like 4 o'clock now.
Jeez Louise.
And I'm like, I'm a newly diagnosed diabetic.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm still getting the hang of this. And I'm like, guys, I don't think I want to stay here because it just made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't want to be out. And then, like, there was a chance that, because the trains stopped working at a certain time. They stopped running at a certain time, right?
Yeah.
And there was a chance that they would have to stop and stay somewhere else.
Oh.
Like, it was a serious, like, chance of that happening. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to head back.
Yeah.
Right? So I get back on the bus.
To get back to
the first train station. And at this train station, like, I get out. There's 25 people.
Yeah.
Sitting there. Can't wait in the train station because it's closed. Still don't see a single human being in this entire town. Nobody. So instead of waiting outside the train station or in the train station like normal people, we waited on the train platform between the tracks. So there's a track going east and a track going west, and yeah. There was a platform right in the middle. And that's where we waited. We sat on that platform and we waited for an hour.
Jeez Louise.
For the train to show up. It finally did show up. But while I was waiting on the platform, mind you, I was a Texas Tech student. Yeah. I was wearing a Texas Tech shirt.
Yeah.
On this platform, 25, 30 people.
Yeah.
In the middle of a town in Germany where you don't see another single human being. I look down the platform and there is a family decked out in Texas Tech, like attire, hats, shirts, whatever. Not from my group. Like, they were not in my school.
Yeah.
They were not students. Turns out I went over there and I talked to them because I was like, Americans. But so I went over there and I talked to them. And turns out it was like this kid's senior trip. He just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Right? He's about to go to college and he's going to Texas Tech. And we just talked for a little bit on this train platform in the middle of a town, middle of nowhere town in Germany that I don't remember the name of.
They're coming over too.
And, yeah, like, it was just like, what is going on? Like, I this is the Twilight Zone. That's what this is. This is like, where am I right now? This is crazy, you know? But yeah. I finally do get on the train. And, like, that's the small piece of story that is, like, you know, small world. But the weirdest part is I get on that train, and that's the train, once we get back to Munich, that's full of, like, Ramstein fans.
Yeah.
Wearing the red armbands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see a bunch of these German people get on the train, and they're, like, you know, heavy metal fans. So they're, like, bleh, you know? Like, they look, like, real intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially for somebody who doesn't speak German very well. And, like, they're wearing red armbands, and I'm like, holy shit, what have I gotten myself into? So I'm just going to stare out the window.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like, sounds I don't want to like be involved. I don't want to be involved, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, right before I get off, like, nobody said anything to me. They were all talking to each other, like, just having fun because there was, like, a musical festival that they were all going to. Right? So they're just, like, they're on the way to the festival. They're having fun. They're just dressed for the occasion.
Yeah.
And I get a look at the red armband, and it has, like, the insignia of the band on it, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it was a weird trip.
It sounds like you had a very interesting day.
It was a weird day, not gonna lie, but enjoy it. Very pretty scenery. I was on my own for the vast, like, majority of the day.
Yeah.
Which I generally don't mind, you know, but it was weird.
That is very interesting that you were just fine with, like, walking around by yourself. I'd be terrified. Genuinely. Like, I would.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me.
No, I think it's because I'm directionally challenged. Mm. So for me to be walking around just in a different country by myself, I'd be more so terrified. Because for one, I probably don't know where I'm going. And for two, I'm, like, a woman. Alone. So I could see myself, like, being more terrified because of that.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I was probably not scared, or I'm probably generally not scared to walk around on my own anywhere when I'm not, like, in my home city or whatever.
Yeah.
Because of, like, who I am, you know? Like,
I mean,
what I look like, and, like, all that kind of stuff. I don't talk to anybody. It's just generally, like, you see me, I was just walking down the street. It's like, minding my own business.
This is true.
But I am a white man, and that definitely helps.
Yeah. No. But I will say, like, I mean, I guess probably this also does help. You are a white man with tattoos.
Mm.
So that also helps, because no one wants to kidnap you, because you'd be too recognizable.
That's the point.
Yeah. And then for three, like, sometimes you have a resting bitch face. So, like, I think that also helps why no one comes and talks to you. Because everyone's, like...
I am one of those people, like, that people were like, I thought you were an asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he does have a resting bitch face. Like, I won't lie to you. Like sometimes when I see you, like, walking, especially when you're wearing sunglasses, I'm like, he looks really pissed off.
I wear sunglasses 95% of the time.
Yeah, because you can't see without them.
No, because my eye, I have blue eyes, and they're weak.
Yeah.
So I go outside, and it's even, like, kind of sunny.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Nah, not happening.
Yeah, it's a whole issue. Like, anytime he doesn't have sunglasses, like, it does not work. Does not work.
Oof. But, no, it's, yeah. Like, I wear sunglasses when it's, like, storming.
You do.
Like, when
you
it's cloudy outside?
You do.
I'm wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. Didn't you even wear sunglasses when we were in Colorado when it was, like, snowy?
Well, first off, all right, so snow blindness is a thing, especially it really impacts cats.
Okay.
If you know that reference, you know it. She hasn't seen the movie. Anchorman. But, yeah, no, snow blindness is a thing. You wear sunglasses when it's snowy outside. You
do. I've heard
You're
of
supposed
it.
To.
I've heard of it. Okay, but I just defy.
Same with
all
water.
The
you're
rules.
Supposed to wear sunglasses when it's like when you're on the lake or near the ocean.
I get this, but I just defy all the rules because I don't. I just.
You have
brown
eyes.
I have brown eyes. I do. I am a brown-eyed girl, and I just look at things, and then later he gives me sunglasses, and I'm like,
hey,
oh, thanks.
What are you wearing right now?
Sunglasses.
It's just interesting timing for this conversation.
Who gave them to me?
Me.
Exactly.
Actually, those are my sunglasses. I technically bought those.
Yep. He did.
Because I thought I lost mine.
Yeah, and he couldn't
like,
go
it was,
a day.
We do Amazon Flex a lot.
Yep.
It's all right. It's more enjoyable to me than Uber. But we were going one day, and like we had gone out to eat at the Texas Roadhouse, which is probably our number one go-out-to-eat spot.
The rolls.
Right? And I was like, where are my sunglasses? Like, I think I left them at the Texas Roadhouse.
He really did think he left them there. And I told him to go back, too. I was like, just go back inside, because it was, like, right after. No, it was the next day.
You told me that after we were done.
Yeah, I was like, just go back and get them. And he, like, refused. And I was like, okay, whatever.
So I'm like, we're down in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
And we were doing a flex, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm getting a headache. Because that's how weak I am. And, like, I was like, I can't do it. So we stopped to get gas, and I went inside, and I bought some sunglasses.
Yeah. And he wore them with the tag still on.
I did.
Because we couldn't get the tag off.
I couldn't get, that thing was made of, like.
It was so hard.
You can make an Iron Man suit out of that thing.
Yeah, it was so hard.
My sunglasses were in my diapers.
Yeah, he found them.
Which was under my seat at the time.
Yep, and so they're now my sunglasses.
Yeah, so, I mean, you didn't have sunglasses before.
I didn't.
Right?
Because
the last one
you broke them.
Me?
You broke them.
No.
Yes.
No.
You forgot your sunglasses, or you broke your sunglasses first, and then you took my sunglasses because you didn't have any.
I don't remember that.
Yes, that's exactly what happened, because, like,
I just remember you not having sunglasses.
I didn't have sunglasses. And then he took mine because he broke his. And then he broke mine. And then we didn't have any sunglasses for a while. And then he got another pair. And that's what happened. And yeah, I only have another pair of sunglasses right now because he lost his pair and bought another one.
You know, I wonder sometimes how much money I've spent in my life.
On sunglasses?
On sunglasses.
So much. So much.
Do you remember the blue pair? I don't always... Which blue pair?
There's been so many.
I always have a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
All right, and they're not always the $5. They used to have $5 sunglasses at Walmart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones. But they don't do that anymore. They're like $11. $12. So it's like... I bought so many pairs of sunglasses at this point that I've probably spent close to $1,000.
I believe it. Because honestly, before you, I barely even thought about sunglasses. And then now that I'm with you, like, it's a thing. Like, it's like have to have if there's not sunglasses. Like, he has literally left sunglasses in one of our cars before and asked me to bring the sunglasses to him.
I needed them.
Before the end of his work day.
because I was going to be outside.
Yeah.
Coaching.
Yes.
Where it's bright and dangerous.
It's bright, yes. I don't
and
know about
dangerous.
What is dangerous?
Dangerous for my headache.
Oh, for your eyes?
I get a lot of headaches because of my eyes when they're not functioning.
I'm sorry.
So, don't hate me.
Well, this has been fun. I think we should wrap it up.
Alrighty.
Well, because our daughter has just awoken.
Yes, we decided to try and get a recording in while our daughter was asleep.
Yeah.
And she's waking up, so.
Yeah. So before you guys start hearing some screaming, we're going to spare you.
Yeah, I hope that my microphone actually picked up what I was saying and it was actually functioning. I checked it throughout, but... Yeah,
I hope we didn't go down too many tangents and you guys were able to, like, keep up. But we will catch you guys next time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye.